Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Alabama, with your host, Hall of Fame financial advisor, Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
As well as Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And Vicki Miller.
Hello.
I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Hello, guys. What's on the agenda today?
Lori, just for you, I'm going to start off with a joke today.
Oh, good. Okay.
A woman's husband had been slipping in and out of a coma for several months, yet she had stayed by his side every single day. One day when he came in, he motioned her to come near. As he sat by him, he whispered with eyes full of tears, "As you know what? You've been with me all through the bad times. When we got fired, you were there to support me. When business failed, you were there. When I got shot, you were there by my side. When we lost the house, you were right by my side. My health started failing, you were still by my side. You know what? What, dear?" she asked gently, smiling as his heart began to fill with warmth. "I think you're bad luck."
Oh, no.
That is terrible.
That was the original joke I had. I had a good one. I couldn't find it on my phone. I had to go with that one. But anyway, things are looking up. We had great seminars, and everything's looking good. We got a seminar coming up. Of course, it'll be tomorrow night, and the show won't air until after that.
Yeah, this show's pre-recorded.
Okay. But anyway, it's things been looking good. Business is picking up. People begin to get out and invest again. It's great. You know, it's good to be there and know. And people begin to understand about taxes, and they understand, and they begin to worry about safe income. As I told you the last two or three shows, people are saying, "We want guaranteed income. We want some guaranteed income." And we've been preaching that for the last 10 years. Guaranteed need for guaranteed income, and everybody's beginning to fall in place and see that now, that they do need some guaranteed income other than Social Security for retirement. So that's what we do, and that's what we do best, and people are listening, Laurie. That's all I can say.
Well, we talk about guaranteed income because everybody needs to have a reliable income stream when they get ready to retire. And, you know, one of the things that we've been talking about for years is one of our financial strategies that has never been available in a 401k, and that's some of the insurance strategies that we work with that guarantee a lifetime income, that will protect against losing your principal, which is something you can't really do if you're 100% in the market. So, you know, things are looking up. People are coming out. I think since the mask mandate has been relaxed here, even though we're not getting enough people vaccinated. So, you know, sorry, we're not in California. I heard on the news this morning they'll give a joint for a jab. I don't think we're going to do that in Alabama, but in California, if you go get your COVID shot, I don't remember what city it was in, but if you go get your COVID shot, they're giving you a marijuana joint. Now, that's about as bad as some of Jim's jokes.
Wow.
No, wait a minute. They're not that bad.
Come well, on. They aren't really, but you know.
It's an incentive, isn't it?
Well, but it's still, let's go back to what people need. People need reliable income sources in retirement, because when you have a reliable income source in your retirement, you can maintain your lifestyle. And that's what most of us want to do when we retire, other than not going to work. We want to be able to continue kind of what we've been doing.
here's some basic questions that people are thinking about, Gary, and we see this all the time. Will I have enough money in retirement? Okay, let's answer that. We can't answer that because it depends on your situation, right?
Depends on what you've saved and how you've saved it.
That's right. We need to look at that, and where it's invested is more important than ever, too. Because if you've invested all your money in the market, you can't guarantee it's going to be there when you need it, because the market's not guaranteeing anything.
That's why we help people look at diversified places for their money and using different strategies. If I was in my 30s, would I put a lot of money in the market? Well, sure I would, because I have a long time to ride the ups and downs. But when I am getting ready to retire, I can't afford to lose money and take money out at the same time. Makes it too hard to maintain a pool of income that I can rely on for the rest of my life.
Vicki, a lot of people I've noticed are coming in lately. A lot of our clients are activating the guaranteed income. And, you know, what are they concerned? They're happy to be able to have the guaranteed income. What are your feedback?
They're living longer.
Of course.
They're living longer. And some of them, after listening to them talk with you and Gary, they're concerned. They're concerned about, you know, maybe having to have gone into some of their emergency funds unexpectedly, but we're happy to know that they had another avenue that they could resource that would provide them stability or help provide them a little more security during a volatile time for them.
Well, it goes to maintaining your lifestyle. Last year, we saw more people than the year before starting to make early withdrawals out of retirement accounts because, you know, the pandemic affected some of their ability to work, affected the ability to make money in certain types of investments. People were scared. And you have to maintain your lifestyle. You cannot just wake up one day and say, well, you know what? I'm retired. I'm going to live on half the income I had when I was working. It just doesn't work that way. That's what we help them plan for.
Well, that feeds right into the next question. What are the tax implications when I start to receive retirement income? Well, that depends on the tax status of where it's invested.
Exactly.
If it's an IRA, it's totally taxable. Most people know that. They understand
right.
it. But if it's non-qualified money, it's taxed on the earnings only. But the earnings are going to be taxed first. If the money comes out, it's taxed first on the earnings. And then the rest of it can be tax-free at that point. After you've gone through the earnings, it's tax-free.
Right. And there are other vehicles where people have, you know, your CPA has probably been telling you for years, put some money in a Roth account. You know, a Roth account is an account where you pay the taxes. In essence, you're buying the IRS out. And they're happy to let you buy them out. They get their tax cut early. And then that account can grow tax-free. And then when you start taking distributions from it, your distributions are tax-free. Now, unfortunately for a Roth, there's a couple of limitations. You can only contribute to a Roth while you're working, and you can only contribute a certain amount, up to around $7,000. I think it's $14,000 for couples. And if you're above 50 or so, there's some catch-up contributions you can make. But you really need to start planning how you're going to pay your taxes in retirement while you're starting to save.
Part of that planning is taking advantage of a complimentary consultation with Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird and his staff at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Alabama. It's as easy as picking up the phone and calling 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And if you're up late like me, go to AskJimBird.com, BYRD, and go to our website. You know, the website's not going to give you all the answers. And just like when you said something a minute ago, Jim, probably one of our most common responses when we get a question from someone is, it depends. It depends on what you've done to prepare to get ready for retirement. You need to start planning for your retirement very early. And I know most people think, oh, I can't do that. Well, yeah, you can. Most people are encouraged to put money in a tax-deferred 401k, IRA, 403b. You know, your employer will tell you, put money in this, it'll lower your taxable income, and it'll grow tax-free till you take it out. Well, you should also be putting money in other things that can grow. And I know we mention this every show. Put it in some permanent life insurance for yourself so that you can also have something that will grow but may have other additional benefits when you get ready to take it out, depending on how you've structured it.
Well, I'm a little different on that theory. I think you should put in the 401k up to what the company matches, certainly, because that's free money.
Exactly.
But beyond that, I think you should do your self-investing because you've got more control of your self-investments, and you can put it in, as of today, in a fixed account, guaranteed account. It gives you guaranteed interest rate. Oh, I'm talking about a high guaranteed interest rate, like an index product, because if you in the 401k, it's just basically in the market. You know, you can go to a fixed account in the 401k, but it's not paying much because fixed rates are not paying much right now. But that's the only choice. And if you don't have any expertise in what to put it in, you don't get a lot of help in a 401k. So you just, it's a guess. It's a guessing game. I think there ought to be some more permanency in that investment. And that's what we offer, some expertise, and you can do your own stuff. So come in and talk to us about it. Let's talk about that. That's just my theory. That's not everybody agrees with that, but that's my theory.
Well, it's a good theory. And you said a key word a minute ago, that you have control of it. Well, I think one thing that people forget about when they open a 401k, you know, we're encouraged to put our money in, and we're told, oh, don't worry, it'll grow tax-free, and, you know, you don't want to touch it till you're at least 59 and a half. But most people have only a few choices within their 401k, depending on your risk tolerance. And that's normal. But we may have some options for you that will have a different outcome and that you have more control over. I think most people don't take more control because exactly the other thing you just mentioned. They're not familiar with how some of these investments work. And that's why they need somebody like us that they can sit down and talk about how they want to put their money in so that when they're taking their money out, it's going to come out, one, in the most tax-efficient method, because we all have to pay our taxes. But if you're like me, I want to pay my fair share, but I don't want to pay too much. And if my taxes are going to be lower in retirement, well, I really don't care if I'm deferring those taxes. But the reality for most of us today is our tax rates are probably going to be higher in our retirement than they were when we were working.
That leads right into the next question, Gary. Where should I take the income from first? Qualified versus non-qualified, traditional IRA versus Roth, or Social Security benefits, etc.? See, that we get that question a lot. You know, it depends on each individual situation, your tax status, where they are in their tax situation. But, you know, we know Roth's tax-free. But if you take all the money out of the Roth entirely up there, you're taking all your tax-free money out first. I think it ought to be a kind of a combination and control your taxes. In other words, you look at your tax status, what bracket you're in, and you can kind of keep it in the same bracket by taking some from Roth, some from the other taxable equations that you've got. Social Security, you can't control because that's government. Okay, but it is going to be taxed. It is going to affect your pensions and your other thing. You're taking Social Security because the government now has got where they can tax Social Security under certain circumstances.
Yeah, depending on your income level, you know, years ago, Social Security was not taxed. But once you reach a certain income level, and we can help talk with you about that when you come in and see us, your Social Security becomes taxable. And, you know, if you're living relying mainly on Social Security, let's say you're getting $700 or let's say $1,000 a month from Social Security. Well, if all of a sudden the minimum tax bracket right now is 10%, so you could potentially lose $100 out of every month's income for Social Security. You jump into the next tax bracket, which is around 22%. Now, all of a sudden, instead of getting $1,000 a month, you're only getting about $780 a month. Well, that makes a difference in the way you plan your lifestyle.
Exactly. Here's a question. You know, this one's for Vicki, because Vicki, you're a well-informed spouse, financially I'm talking about, okay, and tax-wise, but I know a lot of spouses come in and their spouse has not informed them or told them about how to do their in retirement, how to take it, anything like that. They have no clue how to take their money, what's available to them. We see that a lot. Don't you see that a lot, Vicki? When the husband dies, the spouse comes in, they bring a child or something with them, they have no idea where to start, where to begin, which funds you take out of. They just say, give me my money, let's just take my all my retirement. But there is a theory to it. Should be take some of the non-taxable with the taxable, and don't just take everything there and be in a higher tax bracket, because but they may need it because of their benefits have been dropped. When a surviving spouse dies, benefits automatically drop down. You lose part of your Social Security automatically if you're both on Social Security. You lose part of a pension if you got a pension already on that. If the husband was a primary producer, then you're going to get part of the pension from him. Okay, the husband won't lose his pension, but, you know, you got to look at things like that. You got to look at how much of a cut of income are you going to take in your retirement. And that we have to look at that and see how we can adjust it to that. But you don't want to put yourself in a higher tax bracket. On the same vein, we have to look at that also. Can we lower taxes? Can we reduce taxes? Because you're going to be in a single tax bracket now where you were filing jointly, you're filing single. That's automatically going to put you in a higher tax bracket.
Well, yeah. And you know, what you're talking about in real terms here is longevity. Because one spouse is going to outlive the other in most cases. You know, you do have cases where both people die within a certain short period of time with each other.
But first, Gary, because women drive us crazy.
I don't know if I can. I won't say that because my wife's sitting right on the other side of you. But statistically, you're right. Women live longer than men. It's just it's a fact right now. But you're right about what. We don't see it in every case, but in a lot of cases, and I'm certainly not trying to characterize women as people who don't get involved in the financial management, but we do see a certain number of women that come in who've said, oh, my husband likes to handle that. And I can tell you, some of the sharpest people that I work with are the ladies that come in, and they know a lot more than you think they do about the budgets every month and how much money they need and how much money that they can afford to spend. So we do see more women coming in whose spouses have passed before them. Statistically, men are going to die first.
Yes.
And that's a big issue. So if you know, whatever circumstance you're in, whether you're a married couple just starting out and planning for retirement, or whether you're a couple maybe 2 or 3 years away from retirement. I just met with a gentleman the other day, and he said, well, I think I'm 2 years out. My company is about to be sold. And his wife was with him, and I said, well, what are you interested in? And she said, well, I'm looking forward to my husband being retired, and I'm looking forward to being able to do some traveling. Well, if you start a few years before you retire, we can help you plan for that. We can help you, a lot of people say, put money in different buckets. And I like that idea. You know,
yeah.
It kind of goes back to the stupid, simple thing of don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't put all your investments in one class.
Yes.
That's why diversification with life insurance, with some sort of an investment account, and we'll put you in the market if you want your security license. So, yeah, if you want that juice of the stock market, come on in. We'll show you your risk tolerance, help you figure it out. And if you want the potential for a higher return with the acceptance of a higher risk, you don't get high returns without high risk.
Let's talk about that thing you brought up, life insurance, just a minute, Gary. A lot of things, clients come in, they want to leave their grandchildren or children a certain amount of money. And we ask them, hey, would you like to leave your children or grandchildren a lot more money in a tax-free basis? They say, well, what do you mean? Well, simple, it's life insurance. Instead of investing the money in another product, annuity or something, why don't you put it in life insurance and get a lot more for your money, and it's tax-free. The death benefit
sure.
is tax-free. It's also, if you need the money along the way, you can make tax-free withdrawals by taking loans on the life insurance of that, tax-free loans. Is that not correct?
You can in a properly constructed insurance policy. You can pull policy loans out of that policy. And when you're pulling those policy loans out, they are not counted as ordinary income.
And it's accumulated indexed to the market, which means it gets a great return, but it doesn't participate in market losses. So it's a great product.
And Wayne,
We encourage you to contact Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne to learn more about everything we're discussing. Take advantage of the complimentary consultation and a portfolio review. Simply pick up the phone, even if you're listening on the weekend, and leave a message at 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And don't forget that website, AskJimBird.com. There's information not only on different types of financial strategies there. There's information on Medicare, information on Social Security, because we're all going to deal with all of these things when we get ready to retire. You know, we can sign up for our Social Security as early as 62, but that's another thing we help people look at, because you don't necessarily want to sign up early for retirement unless you're not working and you need the money. Obviously, if you need the money, sign up as soon as you can, because you got to pay your bills. But there's a distinct advantage of using other accounts to extend the amount of time to make sure you at least to get to your full retirement age. Different, and that's a different age for everybody. I was born in 1954, so my full retirement age was 66. Anybody born after that is 67. That's your full retirement age. And as you're younger, that full retirement age goes up, and that's one of the ways they're talking about saving and extending Social Security and Medicare. They're talking about increasing the full retirement age.
I was born in 1970, but under special provision.
You were born in 1970?
Special provision, I got to retire early.
Well, if you were born in 19...
That's a joke, folks. It's supposed to be a joke.
Okay. I was going to say, if you were born that late, you can't count some of the Alabama championships that you get so excited about, because you weren't around to see them.
Uh-oh. No, Gary, he took his Social Security at 62, and I took mine at 69 and a half. It's different preferences of what we were trying to accomplish. I didn't need the Social Security to live on. And Gary said he wished he had it do over again. He didn't either, but he took it.
I really did, because I didn't have a financial advisor. I had a person that I called my financial advisor, but he was a broker. Now, he had a perspective on saving for retirement, but his perspective was one-sided. You know, stay in the market, stay the course, don't get out, don't worry, it's always going to come back.
Because he didn't have access to the products and tools you do.
Probably not.
So
probably not.
If you're listening to this program and you think your retirement might need a new perspective, pick up the phone and call for that complimentary consultation with Jim Bird and his staff at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll-free, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. Let me say this. There's different reasons you take look at Social Security, delaying Social Security. I delayed mine for my spouse because she doesn't work outside the home. Okay, and she has periodically, but her Social Security benefit wasn't going to be that high. So I knew mine was going to be a lot higher, so I worked to mine almost to the max, so that I'll probably predecease her because I'm older than her. So I wanted she's going to draw my Social Security. You know, you get the higher of the two Social Securities when the spouse dies. Okay, so when I die, if I die first, she's going to draw my Social Security, and I wanted her to draw my Social Security, which is going to be higher than hers would be, so I maxed mine out just about, so she'd get a high Social Security benefit. That's just good planning on my part. I did it because I didn't need the money. If I needed it at the time, I would have took it, you know, earlier, but I didn't need the money. I was still working. I was fortunate enough to still work during that time, but that's every circumstance different. We have to look at every circumstance different. I've seen clients come in and said, I don't want to take it, I don't need it. They say, I don't even need any money. We've got a lot of clients say, I don't want any of this money. I'm going to leave it all to my grandkids or kids. And I say, boy, that's lucky grandkids and kids. But, but you know, you've seen that, Vicki, too. You see that a lot. You've seen some clients, and you know who I'm talking about. They're going to leave everything to kids and grandkids. They don't want to touch anything, not even interest.
No, they don't. And they've been more and more concerned about the tax implications on their inheritance that they're leaving for their legacy building for their grandchildren. That's why it's always important for you to kind of keep in the back of your mind to just regularly evaluate some of your retirement goals. I'm sure that, you know, if anything, last year kind of taught us, you know, to be prepared for anything, and it's not always the sky is falling. I mean, people on Wall Street just aren't sitting up there drinking Starbucks and eating cinnamon bun, you know, rolls. I mean, they're actually watching this stuff. They're watching the bubbles. But so there's lots of things that are into play. And if you're considering retirement or in retirement, you know, you really can't plan for unexpected things, especially if you experience or you see a loss in some of your income strategies that you are relying on or plan to rely on. Because you are living longer, but maybe you had to dip into them. So, you know, I mean, making decisions to withdraw from your 401ks, you know, making decisions to add a life insurance policy to maybe help cover the income gap, reconsidering some of your Social Security and how that income from your job might impact your benefits. You know, there are a lot of decisions now, and you guys haven't mentioned the one big thing, health care expenses.
Yeah, and most people think of Medicare when they think of health care. That's something that, you know, we can help you look. There are 10,000 people every day in our country that are signing up for Medicare. When you sign up for Medicare, parts of it do not cost anything, and parts of it do have a cost. So that's something we definitely help our clients look at. What is the best way to use whatever benefits you have and take the additional supplements or Medicare Advantage plans? You have to buy a prescription drug plan unless you're covered by one with another type of insurance. And people don't think that Medicare has a cost. Medicare has a pretty big cost depending on what your circumstance is and what your needs are going to be. So that's something we can help you sit down and look at.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's the benefit of having a retirement advisor or even a tax advisor to help you make those decisions now, especially when you get to the point when you want to start withdrawing some of that income that you've built up. So, you know, give us a call. Go to our website and just, you know, send us in a question. Certainly we've raised a lot of questions, I hope, on this show this afternoon. And, you know, give us a call.
There's a large area to cover. You know, when we try to touch some of the bases every show, but there's a lot to cover, a lot of tax implications on it, and we'll cover it thoroughly through a consultation, but we can't do it all on the air in here. So there's some things we can and cannot say on the air that we can say in person, okay?
Absolutely. So we encourage all of our radio program listeners to call for that complimentary consultation. Thank you, gentlemen, and Vicki.
Thank you.
Hall of Fame financial advisor Jim Bird, as well as Gary Garner and Vicki Miller of Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Alabama. Call 625-1226 or toll free 877-251-1984 to request a complimentary consultation or seats to an upcoming seminar. You can also log on to AskJimBird.com. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. performance. Advisors Excel is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.